with the plaster miners in their effort to provide a stable, healthy industry for Fairbanks and interior Alaska. If you're looking for value in transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-TAXI. That's 451-8294. Remember, let's keep our mining industry strong, and when you need a lift around town, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-8294. Remember, Golden Nugget Taxi believes a working community is a healthy community. Let's work together to keep our mining industry strong. A message from Golden Nugget Taxi, which offers reasonable rates and courteous, friendly service. When you need transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi, 451-8294. That's 451-TAXI. And by the way, tell them you heard of their support for the industry from Jim on KFAR's Alaska Gold Trails.
Hi, everybody. Johnny Holiday reporting on sports. As playoff time approaches in the National Football League, San Francisco, Denver, and Buffalo can wrap up division titles this week.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Adonna, from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Mining Extension. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and, of course, mysterious future. I'll be with you here on KFAR 660 on your radio dial each Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., where we can discuss the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska, from the fascinating and colorful history of the major and minor gold rushes to the most recent gold prospecting and mining techniques. We can discuss such topics as how you can become rich and famous by making a fabulously rich gold discovery, or perhaps the role of education in the Alaska mining industry. And of course, we will have special guests to discuss different mining-related topics. Some will discuss where the Earth's hidden treasures might be found, while others will tell us the rules we must follow to extract them. But most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment on mining in Alaska. We would especially like to hear from some of you early pioneers. I know many of you must have some fascinating stories that perhaps you wouldn't mind sharing with us. So if you just want to chat for a few minutes or want to share one of your favorite frontier experiences, give us a call. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. Good afternoon, folks. I want to give you a special little message regarding Alaska Gold Trails Christmas special that's coming up. You're invited to join KFAR for an Alaska Gold Trails Christmas celebration. On Christmas Eve, that's next Thursday, we will be presenting a special two-hour Alaska Gold Trails program from 1 to 3 p.m. Join us as we feature many of Alaska's pioneers highlighting tales from their most memorable Christmases. None are traditional. All are exciting, and some are unbelievable. And if you have an interesting Christmas tale to share, give us a call on Thursday, Christmas Eve, and you will receive a special gift. That's the Alaska Gold Trails Christmas celebration next Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. And for our friends in the outlying bush areas, if you have an especially memorable Christmas you would like to share with us, jot it down and send it to us here at KFAR. That's Alaska Gold Trails KFAR Radio, P.O. Box 910, Fairbanks, Alaska 99707, and you will receive a special Christmas gift. That address, once again, for you folks out there in the bush, is Alaska Gold Trails, KFAR Radio, P.O. Box 910, Fairbanks, Alaska 99707, and you will receive a special Christmas gift. Remember, I'm your host, Jim Madonna, and that's the Alaska Gold Trails Special Christmas Celebration on Thursday, Christmas Eve, from 1 to 3 p.m. And now, I'd like to give you a message from one of the people who supports Alaska Gold Trails. When you think about jewelry, you think about quality. And when you want quality, you think about Larson's Jewelry, located at 4th and Noble. That's where you can rely on quality and originality, whether you're looking for wedding rings and bands or special piece for that special person. Larson Jewelry has been in business since 1946, and they offer full jewelry and goldsmithing service. That means they can take raw gold and create rings, bracelets, necklaces, and earrings right on the spot and in a design of your choice. Larson's can also add diamonds, rubies, sapphires, or other gemstones from their large inventory to your new or existing jewelry piece. They can repair and rebuild jewelry, including shanks, loops, and chains. It's a comfortable feeling when you know you're getting quality as well as value. At Larson's Jewelry, they have a fine selection of silver sets and crystal that's sure with time to become a family treasure. And for a special gift that will long be remembered, they now have a new glass etching and engraving service. But listen, folks, Larson's is more than a jewelry store. Their wide selection of beautiful trophies and plaques can be personalized to commemorate a special occasion or achievement. For your safety and peace of mind, Larson's also has a complete locksmithing service, including installation and servicing of all types of locks and safes. For anything you need, they have it on hand. Just remember, Larson's can. Located at 4th and Noble. Open 9 to 6 on weekdays, 9 to 5 on Saturdays. Visit today or give them a call at 456-4141. Import Auto Body is located at 2201 Judd Street, next to the Jade Shop. And, of course, Import Auto Body is another one of the fine people that supports Alaska Gold Trails. Tim Schroeder is there, ready to serve you with free estimates, of course, excellence in bodywork, and we don't want to forget the insurance estimates. Import Auto Body uses the very finest materials available. Also, they have a unibody frame straightening and alignment machine. Using this latest technology, they simply put your car on the machine, then realign the frame to factory specifications. And keep in mind, folks, this machine is not limited to imports. Factory replacements, you bet, they've got them. Window replacements, they can do that too. Restoration, the very, very finest in Fairbanks. They feature famous genuine Saab parts, and they have a urethane primer that will make your car like new. Find a deal on a used import that only needs minor repairs and take it to Import Auto Body. They can fix it up for you. Import Auto Body, specializing in quality auto body repairs. They are located at 2201 Judd Street, right next to the Jade Shop. Give Tim Schroeder a call at 451-8456. That's 451-8456. I want to ask you a question, folks. Have you called Oxford Assaying and Refining's precious metal quote line for today's precious metal prices? That might be a good idea right now. The number is 452-7858. That's 452-7858. Now, today, folks, we've got a fascinating program planned for you. In just a few minutes, we're going to meet today's guest, Doug Cope, who, as many of you know, is one of Alaska's most respected and well-known authorities on placer mining. But before launching into the thick of the program, let's do what we do to give away dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe. And that, of course, is our Frontier Quiz. The first person to call us at 479-TALK, that's 479-8255, and give us the correct answer to our question, we'll win a $20 dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe, located across from the Daily News Miner. Now listen, folks. Last week, we discussed Oxford Assaying and Refining's precious metal quote line, and the number is 452-7858. Better write that down for future reference. Now for dinner for two, the question is, what is the price of gold today according to Oxford's quote line? And the number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255, and we've already got a light lit up on the panel, so let's see what we have to say. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Well, it's just going to be a wild guess. I have no idea. But we'll try 450.
A little off. Tell you what, though, to keep in line with these prices, I'll give you the number once again. It's 452-7858. And how about stopping over to Alaskan Prospectors and pick up a free piece of Alaska placer gold?
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Is it 487.50?
Close, but not quite, ma'am.
Thank you.
you can stop by Alaskan Prospectors and pick up a little piece of Alaska placer gold there.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, ma'am. Hello, you're on the air.
I thought you'd never get to me. $478.90.
$478.90? Is that what Oxford says?
That's what they said.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's phone them.
Okay.
Let's phone them and see exactly what they have, all right?
That's right.
Okay. Let's see if I can get this dialed. What's your name, by the way?
Jesse.
Jesse?
Last name's Atencio, A-T-E-N-C-I-O.
Okay, Jesse, I think I'm going to lose you, so let me dial up Oxford here, okay? Thanks. Oxford's number, once again, is 452-7858. Like we've got a winner. Jesse, Atencio, you've just won dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe. Jesse, if you'll stop up here at the studio and pick up your ticket, that'll get you into Laura's. Thanks so much for the call. Well, we're here today with Doug Culp, and as I pointed out, Doug Culp is one of Alaska's most well-recognized placer miners. Doug, thank you for coming into the studio today and joining us here on KFAR's Alaska Gold Trails.
Thank you, Jim.
Doug, give us a little background on where were you born and raised. I understand you were born in Alaska, is that right?
Yes, sir. I was born in Alaska, in southeastern Alaska. You might say I didn't have any choice as to coming to Alaska. The year was 1914, and I was raised on a fox ranch down there within 5 miles of Petersburg. And there's where I spent my boyhood, among the foxes and the fishing fleet, logging camps, canneries, so forth, and until after I graduated from high school, and then fighting the battles of the fishing industry and the logging camps, I figured there should be a easier way of making a living, so I decided that maybe I wasn't as smart as I thought I was at the time, so I decided to come on up to the University of Alaska. That was in 1935, and I come up here for 4 years, I guess I've completed my 4 years, but I'm still hanging in.
You're still studying, is that right?
I'm still studying, learning every day.
Uh-huh. And you got your degree in what discipline?
I got my degree in mining engineering.
And what year was that then?
That was 1940.
1940, and during the period of time, or when you first came to Fairbanks, what was Fairbanks like in those days?
Fairbanks was larger than Anchorage at that time. We had about 2,000 people here, and 12th Avenue was the end of town, and it was all the way from a half hour to an hour and a half trip to the university by bus, wintertime, during the snow storms that we used to have in those days, passing by the old Kramer's field out there. Many a times we had to get off the bus and shovel our way through, or wait for one of those snow blowers to come off, come along to open up the road so we can get on through. And between the bus and the railroad that used to run a car back and forth to the university was the only two routes we had to communicate between here and university.
How big was the university at that time, Doug? Do you recall?
It was around 300 students at that time. I graduated in 1940 from a class of 17.
17 people. Well, that's quite a difference from what today's graduating class would be, isn't it? During the period of time that you attended the University of Alaska, now, was that 17 people, 17 from the School of Mineral Engineering, or was that in the School of Mines, or was that across the board from all the disciplines at the school?
That was all the disciplines in the school.
Uh-huh. And at that time, was the school was divided into what the agricultural college and the School of Mines?
Well, I didn't call it the agricultural. 1935 is when they changed from the agricultural school and School of Mines to the University of Alaska.
I see. Well, Doug, what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk a little bit about what you did for employment during the time that you were with the University of Alaska, but first I'd like to talk about one of the sponsors that take care of Alaska Gold Trails here. Robert, Charlene, and James Johnson own and operate a family business here in Fairbanks called Arctic Springs at 285 Alta Way. They started manufacturing leaf springs and U-bolts for all sizes and types of vehicles and heavy equipment several years ago. Because of their interest in developing a leaf spring manufacturing plant in Fairbanks, they became one of the first businesses to be awarded the use of the Made in Alaska logo for businesses using Alaskan products and labor. I like that. To give you an example of what they do over there on Alta Way in their 6,000 square foot manufacturing plant, listen to this. They manufacture and recondition springs for snow machines, cars, trucks, heavy equipment, and get this, folks, even aircraft. Springs can be re-arched and U-bolts cold bent to your specifications. And I like this too, they can raise and lower your vehicle. Arctic Springs handles both standard and custom-made coil springs. Just look at what they have in stock. A complete line of steel, brass, rubber, and Teflon bushings. Torsion bar axles for auto trailers, snow machine trailers, and weasels. Finally, folks, they build trailers to your specifications, so bring in your blueprints or sketch. In addition, they have two huge 30-inch by 8-foot heat treatment ovens, which can accommodate just about any material that needs heat treating. And folks, ask Bob over there about what kind of special service he has for you placer miners. That's Bob, Charlene, and James Johnson at Arctic Springs, 285 Alta Way. Give them a call at 451-8612. That's 451-8612. And one of the other fine sponsors that takes care of us here on Alaska Gold Trails is Tip Top Chevrolet, and it's bonanza time. Robbie at Tip Top Chevrolet says all 1987 trucks must go. They are having a giant year-end truck sale. For power, performance, and comfort, you can't beat a Chevrolet truck. The 6-year, 60,000-mile limited warranty is standard. Come in, look them over, take a test drive. No reasonable offer will be refused. Tip Top Chevrolet has what you want, whether gas or diesel, 2 or 4-wheel drive, small, comfortable, and sporty, or a full-size work truck. Robbie is ready to deal. For the best selection and the best prices, stop in today at Tip Top Chevrolet. That's 1916 South Cushman. Listen to the components on these sale models. The S10 Blazers have a powerful 2.8-liter V6 with electronic fuel injection. A smooth ride with fully independent front suspension is standard. Bucket seats in front are standard on the S10s. All units in stock have 4-wheel drive. The S10 pickups have heavy-duty construction, heavy-duty payload package, fully independent front suspension. Hot wax coating on the entire frame helps fight effects of road salt and dirt. And on the full-size pickups, electronic fuel injection is now standard. The Vortec V6 engine, one of the most powerful standard engines in a half-ton pickup. Fleet side or step side boxes are available. Crew cab or bonus cabs are available. And the option of whether gas or diesel power. That's Tip Top Chevrolet, 1916 Cushman Street, phone 452-8211. And don't forget Robbie's special safety tip, buckle up with Tip Top Chevrolet. Now, Doug, we were talking about the University of Alaska and what kind of employment was available for people involved in the School of Mines and in mining here in the state at that time.
Well, Jim, the OLFE Company, which is a subsidiary to the U.S. Smelting, Refining, and Mining Company, the big mining company here at that time, was real good to especially us university kids. They went out of their way to hire as many as possible, and so in spring of 1936, I applied for work with them, and after about a two-week wait, going through their long lines of people wanting work at that time, I finally got up to the window, and one of those days, about 2 weeks after I started, and the employment man at that time says, "You're on. You come to have your sleeping bag here, and next Monday morning, I think this is on Friday," he says, "you're on for a week, and we're going to put you on the point field, driving cold water points 65 feet to bedrock, and some referred to it as a point field, or some referred to it as a thaw field." So that's how I got my start. I spent all that summer of 36 driving points to bedrock in the thawing process of the placer gravels.
Tell us, Doug, how many thaw points did you drive? Were you responsible for a number of thaw points, or just how did that work?
Yes, the lines were different for each unit, but my particular unit for most of the summer was about 65 points, and I was driving about 65 feet. And when those points reached bedrock, they were allowed to sit there for 10 days or 2 weeks, and after that period of time, the ground had thawed out from bottom to top, and with the cold water running through these points at about a 10-pound pressure, which resulted in the whole field being thawed. Once it was thawed, the points were pulled, and another unit set up to one side.
A lot of times in the classes, I've been asked why they used cold water over steam to thaw the gravels. Doug, do you have any answers for that kind of question?
Yes, the cold water under low pressure thaws the same amount area on the bottom as it does on top, as opposed to steam. Steam thaws a kind of a pyramid shape thaw, nothing on the bottom and wide on top, so which is not good for thawing a whole field where you have to have the same area, a thawed area at the bottom as the wood on top.
So then the frozen wedges down there at the bottom extending to bedrock would probably damage the dredges as they floated into positions and began processing the gravels. Is that correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. The those pyramids or impossible to dig. And of course, if you can't dig bedrock, you cannot recover the gold. Dredges were not made to dig frozen ground.
Doug, I'd like to talk a little bit about your activities other than driving thaw points. Perhaps if you've had some experience, other experiences in the mining community here in Alaska, right after we speak about some of the people that support Alaska Gold Trails. B&L Pawn Shop at the corner of Gaffney and Cushman is the most unpredictable variety store in Fairbanks. Now, folks, that's an understatement. It's more like having a giant garage sale in one room. One-stop shopping will get you everything. Just to give you an idea, let me list a few items. Jewelry, clocks, stereos, headphones, guns, scopes, winches, propane bottles, tools, hats, musical instruments, cameras, TVs, radios, typewriters, and the list goes on and on and on. In fact, you can get anything at B&L Pawn. B&L traditionally has offered tremendous savings, but in addition, if you tell Killer you heard it on KFAR, she'll even sweeten the deal. And if you tell her you heard it from Jim on Alaska Gold Trail, she'll even sweeten it more. If your money is a little tight, they'll be happy to help you out. Bring in anything you feel is of value or use, and the folks at B&L will loan you the money to get through to better days. Or if you sell items on consignment, they'll work with you on that too. So, if you're looking for anything from snowshoes to diamond rings, see the folks at B&L Pawn, 605 Gaffney. Jim, Bruce, Killer will be happy to deal. Killer never says no. They'll sell anything but the chandelier, and only then because it's attached. However, ask Killer. You never know. She may sell the chandelier, too. That's B&L Pawn, corner of Gaffney and Cushman. Their number is 452-6491. Open 9 to 7, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Saturday, and 12 to 5 on Sunday. And remember, tell Killer you heard it here on Alaska Gold Trails, and she'll sweeten the deal. How about a word from our favorite truck and auto repair? Whether it's an auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. And folks, that's not just my opinion. Last year, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raven About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. Gabe's has two large shops and 8 mechanics on hand to serve you. With that much attention, you know you will get fast, courteous service and have your vehicle back in a hurry. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmission, realign front ends, and repair mountain balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. As you can see, Gabe's is a one-stop service center. And if you need an IM inspection, get this, folks, you'll love it. Gabe's has a no-pass, no-pay policy. That's right, if you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's. Gabe's also has a special deal for you folks who are getting your vehicles ready for winter. If you get an oil change, filter and lube, or a tune-up at Gabe's, you'll also get a free winterization inspection. By the way, folks, I just had this done to my vehicle. This 30-minute inspection covers such items as heater, antifreeze, check gearboxes, inspect fan belts, battery, and all fluid levels in your vehicle. And by the way, they checked the gearboxes all right, and one of my gearboxes was full of ice. I was sure happy to have them check that. They saved me a big expense. And don't forget Gabe's towing service. He has 3 wreckers available 24 hours a day and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. With this icy weather, you might want to write that number down and put it in your glove box. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road near Metro Field. Or give them a call at 456-6156. Their number, once again, is 456-6156. Okay, Doug, what other... Did you ever work on the dredges, directly on the dredges?
Yes, I had a lot of experience on dredges. The second year with the FE company, I was on the thaw crew and the stripping crew and working on the cleanup crews on the dredges. Then in 38, 39, and 40, I spent down at Manly, on American Creek near Manly Hot Springs, on the dredge down there. And there I worked in all capacities, on the saw crew, strip crew, on the dredge crew. And that started my dredging career. And in 1940, I helped build a dredge up on Caribou Creek, which is a tributary of the Salcha River, east of Fairbanks here. Then the war came along, and of course, they shut down the gold mining industry for until 1946. And so during that time, I worked for the Army Engineers, either in or out of uniform, all over Alaska. And then in 46, I went up to the Kobuk River and McKaikuk, worked in the placer mines up there and on the dredges, on a dredge on Clary Creek and the tributary of the Squirrel River on the Kobuk. And I worked 3 years at Live and Good, 51, 52, and 53. So I've had my time, I've spent my time on these dredges, so, all right.
I'll say you spent your time on those dredges. Say, I want to tell the folks out there, we're here with Doug Culp, and as he just pointed out, he has probably worked in gold mining more than, or as much, or more than anybody in the state of Alaska. So if you've got a question here for Doug, the number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Give us a call here. We'd love to hear from you. Doug, in addition to your gold mining activity on the dredges, did you ever enter into gold mining on your own as strictly a private adventure?
Yes, I did that. I mined 3 years by myself. I took a lease on a dredge up in the Kobuk River for 3 years during the early 60s and operated the dredge during the summer months up there.
Well, in addition to that, I understand that you've probably entered into the placer mining industry in a number of open-cut mining operations, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that in just a few minutes after we talk about a couple of our friends who support Alaska Gold Trails. And, of course, we all want to strike it rich, Doug, as you know, and I think that's just exactly what you do if you travel out to 16-mile Chena Hot Springs Road and dine at Two Rivers Lodge. What an evening you'll have, an enchanting log structure with frontier decor, complete with a solarium overlooking a beautiful tree-bordered lake. What a pleasant setting for your dining pleasure. If you enjoy exciting new tastes, the menu alone will be enchanting. Their appetizers include such delicacies as shrimp cocktails, stuffed mushroom caps, and of course, the one I enjoy, hot and spicy chicken. Give it a try. I guarantee you'll love it. There's a complete list of main dishes, including veal plates, seafood plates, chicken plates, and of course, folks, we don't want to overlook the pleasures of steaks. And for dessert, my favorite, grapefruit pie, a fluffy body with bits of grapefruit spread throughout to add a delightfully tangy taste. Drinks, they have anything you might want, and perhaps some you have never heard of. And don't forget Two Rivers Special Coconut Brownie. That's Two Rivers Lodge, located at 16-mile Chena Hot Springs Road. For reservations, phone 488-6815. Once again, the number for reservations is 488-6815. Tell Stasha and Don the Jim on KFAR, Alaska Gold Trails, sent you by. Now a word from Hector's. Hector's Welding, located at 13-mile Richardson Highway, has been serving Alaska for 40 years. Their 14,400-square-foot shop is capable of handling the most demanding work quickly and efficiently. Listen to this list of services. They can replace dozer blade liners. They also rebuild loader buckets and ripper shanks. They do heavy equipment repairs and modifications. And folks, mining equipment fabrication is their specialty, including loose boxes, conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, and, of course, screening plants. They also fabricate specialized riffles and punch plate. They have portable welding units for fast on-site repairs. Hector's fully equipped fabrication shop is ready to serve you. Bring out your ideas and blueprints. It's a well-known fact that anywhere in the interior where the big jobs are done, men in the field depend on Hector's for proven, rapid, reliable work. Rush jobs are no problem. Remember, Hector's Welding has been getting the job done and done right for 40 years. And now, an all-new service for the placer mining industry, flocculants. Hector's is the gel log distributor. There's a free test kit available. All you have to do is stop out there at Hector's and pick up the kit. Remember that, folks. All you people interested in placer mining, all you have to do is stop out there and pick up the kit. Remember, it's free. Wherever Alaska's miners are working, Hector's is the first name in gold recovery equipment. Located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway, phone 488-6432. That's 488-6432. Okay, Doug, can you give us some information about how the open cut mining developed here in the state? What is open cut mining first? The cats and loaders and things like that? Is that what you refer to?
Yes, any mining that's done from the surface is classified as open cut. A dredging actually is an open cut method, but we refer that strictly as dredging. But open cut, you use cats and drag lines and so forth for all open cut methods. Back hoes are also used too, or front end loaders and so forth. But normally it's a cat operation that you're usually speaking about when you say open cut.
Have you been involved in open cut mining over these past two or three decades then, Doug?
I've been involved with open cut mining and all phases of various types of evaluation, drilling, evaluation, and prospecting in preparation for mining methods.
I think we've got a call here for you, Doug. Just a minute. Hello, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Doug?
Yeah, Jim. John Reeves out to Dredge 8.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. Great show today.
Well, thanks, man.
And great guest, too. How you doing, Doug?
Real good, John. How's everything out your way?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Listen, I know you've got some fond remembrances of Dredge 8, having worked here before, but what I wanted to do is maybe see if you could talk a little bit about fine gold recovery by the dredges as compared to, you know, some of the technology that's coming down the pike right now. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Okay.
Thanks for the call, John.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, that's right. I was Dredge 8, the one that John is on or owns right now, is one of the dredges I worked for. In fact, I think that was probably the first dredge I ever was on. That was in 1936, although I saw it and was around it in 1935. And I worked in the mess, or I bunked in the mess hall, bunkhouse and mess hall out there in the same unit that John is working, owns now. But fine gold recovery, dredges are noted for their efficiency. Their class is about 85% efficient. And the bucket line brings the gravels, the pay gravels, on up to a big trommel screen with a series of holes in the screen, tapering from small holes, say 3/8 inch to begin with, down to 3/4 inch near the end of the sluice. Then the last 2 feet of the screen is probably, they have larger slots in there, to allow the larger gold pieces to come in, into what is called a nugget sluice. And the upper part of the screen is small and large. And the screen is used as a washing mechanism as well as a concentrating or a classification method. So everything that passes through the screen goes into a stacker belt that's put on the tailing pile behind the dredge. Everything that will fall through the holes in the screen goes through a distributor into lateral sluices, or tables as they're referred to it on the dredge. And the fine gold in the upper part is caught in the ripples on the tables. And the tables flow crossways of the dredge, and they flow into longitudinal sluices that also have ripples in them, the oversize or the waste from those sluices goes into the pond behind the dredge. So they're really an efficient unit. Now they're going into jigs, which is another type of concentrating equipment that is probably more efficient than the tables. All the old dredges were equipped with sluice boxes or tables, as commonly known.
Well, I think that gives John a good idea of how the fine gold recovery worked on the dredges. Doug, getting back to, I noticed that we missed a call here, but getting back to the open cut mining, where have you mined in Alaska in the open cut mining operations?
Well, it's hard to remember all the spots being here so many years, but probably the most important to me were the Chestochina area, where I moved into in 1973 and did the evaluation down there, and it was determined to be economic. So we set up a mining plant there in 1979, and it operated for about 5 years, and at a profitable amount. And before that, I was up in the Koyukuk and the placer mines, open cut mines up there in the Wiseman area, and on Gold Bench in the South Fork of the Koyukuk. And then over in the Seward Peninsula, I mined over there. And more recently, since the 80s, I've been mining out here on 104 Mile on the Steese Highway on what's called Eagle Creek. In the Tofty area, and we're looking at a piece of property down there now, and it will be a good size open cut mine eventually. And also up in the Candle area on the Kewalik Flats, we're opening up evaluating another piece of ground up there.
Doug, I'd like to get you to speak a little bit about your mining operations up in the central areas and in just a few minutes. But first, I want to talk about some people that sponsor the show and some valuable information that, of course, would be important to the people in Fairbanks, Alaska. And the question here is, where do the miners sell their gold? Everyone knows they sell it to the precious metal people, Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street. In keeping with the festive season, Oxford has some fascinating precious metal gift ideas for Christmas that will long be remembered. And they have a list that goes on and on and on regarding their valuable metals that are available over there at 208 Wendell Street. But rather than list these things, why don't we just give them a call and see what they do have in stock that would provide a Christmas gift that would be long remembered. So let's see if we can dial up Oxford Assaying and Refining and get them to tell us about the wonderful Christmas gifts they have over there. Their number is 456-3967.
Good afternoon, Oxford.
Good afternoon, Dee. This is Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails.
Yes, Jim.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm just great.
Well, you know, Dee, I have this long list of fine Christmas gifts that are available there at Oxford Assaying and Refining. We thought that perhaps you would be willing to tell the people in Fairbanks, Alaska, just what you have over there. And perhaps you could stress the fact that, you know, giving precious metals is the ideal gift, and of course, they're long remembered by the receiver. So what do you have over there that's particularly fascinating to the public?
Oh my goodness, I have a nice selection of 1 ounce silver ingots, also the silver eagle round. I have a nice selection of earrings that are under $20. We also carry a nice selection of 14-karat jewelry necklaces, and also nuggets with pennyweight prices ranging from $28 a pennyweight to $32.50.
Well, and I'd like to make a comment. You know, people don't want to forget that genuine Alaskan gold nuggets are truly the Alaskan gift for the holidays, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Sure is. And I noticed something else that you have over there, and that's this the offer that you have on the 1 ounce Alaska silver coin with a Christmas card and envelope for under $15?
Yes, that sells for $13, Jim.
$13. Now that, folks, is a wonderful Christmas gift. And I'd like to make a comment, Dee, regarding precious metals. For years, I have collected, early on, you made available these ingots, rectangular ingots with the Oxford engraved on them. And years ago, when I went on sabbatical, I took a pocket full of those ingots with me overseas to New Zealand and Australia. And since that time, and I gave these to the people who were especially nice to me. And on a return trip, probably 4 or 5 years later, they made a comment on it, on the fact that I'd given those ingots, and had been receiving Christmas cards from those people ever since that initial trip. And so I know just how impressive giving a piece of precious metal is to the receiver.
It is. It's a gift that lasts forever.
It sure does. Well, Dee, thank you very much for talking with us today, and I want to thank you, too, for sponsoring Alaska Gold Trails, and we'll see you next Thursday, by the way, from 1 to 3 o'clock, when we'll be having Alaska Gold Trails' special Christmas show.
Well, thank you for calling, Jim.
Thanks, Dee.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Well, Doug, tell us about, first of all, we're here with Doug Culp, and again, he is one of the placer miners that's had a great deal of experience here in Alaska, and if you'd like to talk to Doug, the number here is 479-TALK, that's 479-8255, and by golly, we do have somebody on the line, Doug. Hi, you're on the air, this is Alaska Gold.
Yes. Jim, I didn't in particular want to talk to Doug. I want to know, what is a penny weight in relation to an ounce?
One penny weight is 1/20th of an ounce.
1/20th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Uh-huh.
Doug, we're on your recent mining operation in the Central District. And you were mining there this past summer, weren't you?
Yes, we made a short season of it this year with the possibility of being shut down this coming summer, the summer of 1988, we made a decision to move our big outfit from the Eagle Creek area to the Candle area, which is a 600 mile move. So we cut our mining season at the Eagle this year to about 96 days. And then we freighted everything in, washing plant and all the conveyors, the dozer trap and all the cats and the pumps and the pipe and buildings and so forth, freighted them into to the Fox turnoff to the Livengood Road, and then out the Livengood Road and out the Dalton Highway to the Yukon River Bridge on the Dalton Highway, and there we put everything on a big barge, 180 feet long, 60 feet wide. We got our whole mining outfit on the barge, and headed down the Yukon River with a barge and tug. And 16 days later, and $135,000 difference, we arrived at the 8 miles from our destination on the Kewalik Spit near Candle. And there we offloaded all our equipment, and next April, when the ground is frozen to the maximum depths, hopefully 4 or 5 feet, we'll freight our equipment the last 8 miles into the mining site.
Doug, I think we've got a quick call here for you. We've got exactly 30 seconds for this call. Hello, you're on the air. You got a quick question for Doug?
Yeah, see, all the years that he's been trying to dig up gold and been working and tearing up ground and trying to get gold, I was wondering if I could ask your guest this question, if you ever heard of anybody trying to make gold.
Well, Doug, it's your question. Thanks for the call.
Well, that's a new one on me. I've heard of referring to making gold like the Mother Nature making gold in streams, where you use these suction dredges 1 year, and then the next flood comes along, and then you can go right back in the same hole and catch the same amount over again. So that's referred to as making gold, I imagine.
Thanks, Doug. Once again, time has slipped away, folks. I want to thank Doug Culp for sharing his time with us today. I also want to thank the listening audience for taking part in the program. Next week, Alaska Gold Trails will be on Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. with your special Christmas show. Please join us. Till then, it's been fun. This is Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails. Until next week, folks, happy prospecting.
I'm John Degnan. The man known...